Welcome to the Global Business Women's Pod, hosted by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. I am Susan Dyson and extremely excited to be your podcast host. In my day job, I am proud to be the CEO, president, and founder of the Chamber. Every Thursday at 6 p.m., we will bring you inspiring stories of women who are leading in the advancement of women and girls. We will take you with us to our premier events. You will meet entrepreneurs, executives, and philanthropists who will empower and inspire you to succeed. So please mark your calendars and join us for the Empowering Global Business Women's Pod, Thursday at 6 p.m. We are so excited to welcome Ellen Ramsey, who has multiple entrepreneurial experiences that she is going to share with us today. And of course, we met her through Let It Fly. We are really known for our events, and I feel like that really Ellen is the star and should take a lot of the credit, but we like to take it too. But Ellen, we're so excited to have you here with us today.
Glad to be here.
Yeah. So I think that we all have things that we think that we could have done better or maybe change, or they're looking back at your career. Can you see anything that you think that you would have done differently?
Wow. No, not really. I was started off in catering and worked at large convention centers and had an opportunity to change roles and buy a company that was specialized in events. And I've grown from there. And so, when I started, I really had this passion and wanted to show my new clients that it's the discovery and logistics of everything that pulls into an event that makes it unique. And there's a million different ways to make it unique for that event. And I don't think that's changed. So there's always been bumps in the road, but there's not one specific thing I would have changed. I think it's the passion has driven me for what I do, and that hasn't changed, you know? Is that okay?
Get up every day and do the best you can. I think that it really proves it. But why don't you share a little bit about how the opportunities came to you to have so many businesses, you know, not just the Let It Fly?
Yes, I started with Let It Fly as a decorating company, and I built that company off a referral and clients that used us for events over and over again. And they kept asking us to, well, could you do this also? Could you do this also? And because of that, we actually had someone come up to me and go, you're doing such a great job with Let It Fly. Why don't you expand into the casinos? And that's when I purchased Monte Carlo Plus. And then a few years later, someone did the same thing about the convention services and the exhibit, Lone Star Exhibits. You've done such a great job with the other two companies. Doesn't this just filter right in? And so everything just kept expanding because we kept on being asked to do more and more. And so now we have the construction side, we have the floral side, we have linens, we have casino. And so we've really come a one-stop shop as much as we can. And I think that's why the clients keep coming back, is we may have inventory items on the shelf that we can use, but we can repurpose that same item 10 different ways. And I think it's working with the clients in that discovery zone. What fits in their budget? What are their goals? What are they trying to accomplish for the event? I think it's that flexibility and discovery that we spend so much time on events that clients keep coming back. And I think that's why it made it successful. So I'm glad we've been able to add our services, and we've added printing now, and now we have a laser cutter. So it's just keep adding for the client's request.
I'm going to use you as an example. The next time I read an article saying that women are not risk takers, I get so tired of hearing that, because there's so many out there, that are risk takers like you. So thank you for sharing that.
And
I know that all of us have had someone that helped us get to where we are today. So please share with us a mentor or a sponsor that really did make a difference in your career. And also, we would love to hear about your mom and dad, how they influenced you too in your career.
Well, definitely my mom was a big influence on my life. She pushed me to go do something different through education. I left home and went to a different state and went to Arkansas. My parents lived in Michigan, so I left on my own. She really encouraged me to be independent and make my own decisions. And that fast forward after college, after my first couple of jobs, et cetera, I am working at the convention center, like I said, an opportunity to buy Let It Fly. And my husband was supported me and my mom and dad, and it took a group effort, because once you own a business like this, it's, you know, I can't go home and take care of the kids every after school. I can't help with homework all the time. And so as a collection, as mom, dad, and my husband, we all decided this was the best step for us, for me to go ahead and go into these entrepreneur businesses, and it would develop from there. And they were my support system. You know, I had to work late nights and go to conferences and go to events and work and be out of town, and they were there to help support the kids. And at times I often worried, did my kids suffer? And today, as they're adults, they come back to me all the time and said, no, you made us stronger than ever. You know, my kids have been growing up at events since they've been 4 and 5 and 6 and 7. And I have 4 kids, one's in Scotland, one's in London, one's in St. Louis, and one's in near Dallas. And they all are very much hard workers, put a dedication and a passion of what they want to do, and not just have a job. And I think that's so important. We preached it for years. And that came from my mom. Once again, did I answer it?
Yes, perfect.
I keep thinking, perfect. And I'm like, did I go ahead and answer the question?
No, I think it was great. And I think, you know, too, the work ethic, you know, that you taught them is just invaluable, you know, too, as well, because you can't learn that, you know, so it's great that, you know, at later years, they might look back, but to be able to experience it early in life is so important. Yeah. Now, is your mom coming to the conference?
No, she passed a year ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, I know she's listening.
Yes. She went to a lot of my events, and she loved to hear the stories afterwards. Because, you know, some of these events I work on 6 months at a time and build up, and it takes me 2 or 3 days to set them up. And I'd get home and she's like, okay, tell me about the vet, you know, and there's always things that went wrong. And she's like, how'd you solve it? You know, so she was very much taught me my problem solving skills. And I think that's what makes the difference in the events.
Yeah. Resilience, isn't it?
Resilience. Yeah.
Let me see what your next question is here. So, you know, we all volunteer, and I know I've seen you at the rodeo and in different organizations that you really spend your time. So why is it important to you to be a volunteer, and how has it helped you in your career too as well?
Once again, my mom pushed me as early as in high school is to get involved in some of the high school organizations, FHA back then, and really get involved. And they pushed me into becoming a leader within the chapter, local chapter, and then eventually the state chapter. And it opened up doors. And I think it helped me grow and advance and talk to adults when I was in high school and feel comfortable in different situations. And in college, that opened up doors as well. And I got involved in organizations. And I think that just showed me, my mom was very involved in not just church, but community activities and philanthropic, be able to help those that need help. But it's getting to know the people in the different organizations that have opened doors in my life. I mean, the original owner of Let It Fly, I met her through Meeting Planners International. She was a vendor, and I met her, and I used her for several events. And then a couple of years later, I ended up buying the business. So I think it's the organizations that open up doors. And it's not an immediate. It's a long-term relationship. And so I have grown my business and myself personally because of the organizations I've been involved in. And I think it's a true testament on how you can get out of what you can get out of organizations. It's not just being on the membership. It's not just being on the roster. It's getting active, showing up, meeting people. And it's not just the first meeting you go to. It's the 10th or 12th or second year. You know, you build that. And then that's how I've grown my business, for referrals. To this day, that's my main source of business, is referrals from an organization that I've been a part of.
Great commercial. We may put you on our website for that, but it really is true. Relationships are what makes the world go round, you know, as they say, you know, it's who you know in the world, not as much what you know. So I know that's been the experience of the chamber and why we've grown so much to have volunteers like you. So thank you for that.
Yeah.
So if you had the opportunity to sit in front of your mom one more time, what would you share with her about your greatest accomplishment? What would you say are several, maybe 2 or 3, of the things that you're most proud of? besides your children?
Okay, hold on a second. What would I say to her? Just thanks. You know, I have two older brothers, and when we were growing up, they would get so mad at my mom because she would make me decide what clothes I wanted to wear, make decisions on food, and it would take too long, and my brothers would get mad. And I guess I would say thanks, Mom, for making me make decisions. I know people that it's hard to make decisions, and she opened up the door for me. She was the one that was strong enough, and she opened up her own doors. Her mom and her dad pushed her into directions that her brother and sister didn't understand, and she became very successful and in an innovative way. She was a school teacher that got into computers, and she taught school teachers how to teach kids to read on the computer, which was not done. And this was in early 80s. So this is when there was a Black Apple, and it was an educational computer. And so she was one of the first ones that got into software and education software and what they could computers could do in the classroom when we were in Michigan and also here in Texas. And so she was very cutting edge in her thinking and what she wanted out of life. And she gave me that. And I thank her for that attitude, and I've tried to push that to my daughter as well. And it's a risk. There's times you may not always succeed. There's times you fail, but you get back up and you try it again. Okay, let's tweak it a little bit. Just like Edison, right? How many times did he make the light bulbs? Like 100,000 times. So it just takes time to put your foot out there and make a difference. And she taught me that. And so I thank her for anything that I would say to her was thank you, Mom, for opening that door of making decisions and taking risk and moving forward.
Well, you know, so many women in the corporate world, the pandemic has really, created opportunities for them to do other things. And a lot of them are leaving the corporate environment and going into being an entrepreneur. So what advice would you give to someone that is either re-entering the workforce and wanting to be an entrepreneur, or someone that's just starting out? What advice would you give them about being an entrepreneur?
No matter how much work you think it is, it's 10 times harder. Be prepared. You know, you've got to be able to go, okay, I have support. I have friends. I have relatives that are going to help support me. But you've got to be able to pull yourself up and just realize how much hard work it is. In the event industry, you've got to learn from the bare bones. Make sure if you're trying something brand new, learn the basics. You know, in a restaurant, you have to learn to be a waiter or a dishwasher or a line cook before you can become the chef or the owner. And the event world is the same way. And I think any industry is. You need to learn a little bit about how you get there. We met someone today at the luncheon. She was talking about how she was a worker before without a degree, before she went and got her degree and became more of an executive and became the executive level. It's getting to know the back of the house before you walk into the front. I think that makes you a lot more successful. And understanding when someone says, well, you don't understand how long that takes or what's involved, your answer is absolutely, I know what it takes. And I expect you to do three times that. So I think your expectation of your employers, employees, or clients is a lot higher because you understand the back. And so learn the basics first before you jump.
Great, great advice. Don't you love it when you hear someone saying that they were leaving the corporate world because they wanted to have a more work-life balance and all? And I said, well, maybe you better not think about being an entrepreneur because you know, you're on 24/7. You know, there's not really a downtime, you know. So, thank you for sharing that. It's really very important for people to realize the ins and outs, you know, of entrepreneurship. So
yeah, everybody says, do you get a vacation? I'm like, not really. Even if I go leave town, I never turn my phone off. I mean, there's times I don't answer it because something else going on, but I mean, you never are unplugged because there's either employee issues, there's going to be a building issue, there could be an event issue. So you have to be willing, but also there's great advantages. Also, there's great reward. When I walk into a room and my client is just like, oh my gosh, it looks better than I ever imagined. That's the reward. And I share that with my employees and my team and say, you know what, we exceeded their expectations. And there's not anything better in the world than that explanation.
So what does Ellen Ramsey want her legacy to be?
My legacy, that she was passionate about what she did. You know, I want people to be find something that they love to do and work hard. I hope I've put a mark on the event industry that I'm collaborative, not only with my clients, but other competitors, other vendors. I'm totally would call a competitor and go, I have this and this and this. Can you help me? Or do you need help? For instance, not even last week, I've got a client that I met in an association and she had a piece of equipment that failed. And she goes, Ellen, I don't know what to do. I'm like, no problem. Bring it over. We'll help you. And it's that camaraderie between vendors and clients and competitors and event industry. I'd rather help someone and keep them stronger. And then later on, they may help me. But I think that makes our industry stronger. Instead of being competitive and battling it out, I'd rather support people and they support me. And I think that makes us stronger and the event industry stronger. And I think there a lot of that time is missed. People think it's just an individual. It's all about me. And I don't feel that way. So I guess my legacy is camaraderie and that we can all pull together to make our industry better.
Amazing. It's great. And I know we all have adjectives when we describe ourselves at different times, but if you could come up with one word that best describes you as a breakthrough woman, we would love to hear it.
One word, energetic. Energetic or dedicated. Never stopping. Energizer bunny. Everybody says, how do you have the energy? I can't keep up with you. At rodeo, I was walking 30,000 steps a day, you know, and I was like, I'm exhausted. And I'm like, nope, we got to keep going. It's the drive, the push, and the energy.
Thank you for watching the Global Business Women's Pod, brought to you by the Greater Houston Women's Chamber of Commerce. We cannot wait to see you next Thursday at 6 p.m. And remember, you can always find us at ghwcc.org.